Hey, yo, one of my pet peeves when I'm out shopping, enjoying the day, enjoying my life, just out otherwise, just chilling, could be at the grocery store, Walmart, Target, Kohl's, whatever type of retail store. One of my pet peeves is when I'm minding my business and someone approaches me and asks, do you work here? Or they'll just bypass that and just ask me, can you tell me where X, Y, and Z is? Now, typically, my go-to is to smirk and go, I don't work here. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you kind of, yeah. But today, when I was at Kohl's, buying a pair of joggers and a t-shirt to work out in at the gym, this lady, she looked Hispanic to me, older lady, maybe in her late 40s, early 50s, decent lady, somebody's mama. When she turned around, I was kind of browsing through the Nike joggers. She looked me dead in my face for a good 3 to 4 seconds. Now, I'm a handsome guy, so I don't blame her for being kind of stunned by my looks. But after about 3 seconds of awkwardness, she asked me, you got it. Do you work here? And for some reason, my instinct told me that she was playing with me. And it wasn't just a harmless, could you help me? And one of the things that I think made this encounter different was the pause. Was the 3 second, she had 3 seconds of calculation in her mind, and that's the best she could come up with. I think that's what annoyed me. So I decided to play with her a little bit. After promptly telling her, no, I don't work here, then I decided to give her a little free education. I informed said lady that not all Black people work minimum wage jobs. So she took offense to that. Oh, that's not what I meant. I said, okay, but I'm just educating you. I'm here shopping just like you. She didn't say nothing else. If you ever find yourself in that situation where someone asks you, do you work here? 9.9999999 times out of 10, it's not going to bother you. You know, I've made that mistake. You know, for example, if I'm in Target, overpriced piece of shit Target. But if I'm in Target and someone's wearing red, I may, excuse me, do you? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Didn't thought you work here. You had on a red shirt or whatever. It's an easy mistake to make. You know, I've been asked, do I work at the Safeway in Georgetown? Because I like to wear all black and that's their uniform, is all black. But this speaks to a larger problem for me in the DMV, or at least in DC. I don't know about Maryland or Virginia so much now because I live in DC, but it's no matter what part of DC you're in, it could be the shitty part, it could be the wealthy part like Georgetown, most of the shoppers are white, especially in the nicer parts of DC, but all the workers are black, and I mean all of them. That Safeway in Georgetown, like 99% of everyone who works in that store is black. Maybe 100%. I don't think I've seen a white person. Maybe once. Everyone else is black. Maybe a couple of Hispanic, one or two white people I've seen. But it's like 99% black. If you work in a black area of DC, it's going to be black workers. But the shoppers are white and the workers are black. So, another reason I believe I became annoyed with that lady is it speaks to that larger problem for me, is that in this area, when you're out and about, it's the grocery store, Walmart, Target, whatever, the majority of the work, the people making minimum wage, are black. I'm like, I don't see, it's not a whole rack of white people working in these places. So when a non-black person asks me, do I work here? To me, it's basically telling me that you're prejudiced or you're racist without telling me you're racist. Like, not all black people work in these stores. I don't make minimum wage, bitch. I don't work a regular 9-to-5. That's your broke ass. Now, she looked like she worked there because, you know, she looked like she worked there because she had on the attire of someone who would work at a Kohl's. Just your basic business casual, you know, type of shit. But I've asked this question. I think I posed this question in multiple podcasts before. Or maybe not here on Spotify, but somewhere on YouTube. I think I made a video. Why is it in D.C., 99% of all the workers who work these minimum wage jobs are black, but D.C. is 50% white? So where are the white people? So I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you're black. Don't assume a black person who is walking around in those stores works there. I'm shopping like you. I don't look like I work there, and I don't work there. I don't make minimum wage. Especially if a white person assumes, because I'm in a place where mostly white people shop. If I'm going around, no, I'm shopping like you, nigga. I'm spending money like you. I'm a customer. I don't work here. In conclusion, one of the Stoic principles, I think it's Epictetus said, is not what happens to us, it's our interpretation of it. Like I said, typically if somebody asks me, do I work somewhere, I just go, no, I don't work here, and keep it moving. No big deal, no harm, no foul. I've made that mistake before. We've all have made that mistake before. But if I detect where I believe there's something deeper to that, then lucky for that person, they're going to get a free education on that day. So let me reenact that situation from today. Excuse me, do you work here? Do I look like I work here, bitch? No, you're broke ass like you work here. Fuck up out of here. I'm out.